children singing carols decorate the tree of green. Sitting down to crackers and turkey, perfect family scene. This is what we're told. This is what we're told. Seamless fantasy Christmas dream.
For Dorset Mind creating young mental health services.
Is this something you put on yourself?
Yeah, so I just kind of organised it. So I had the idea originally from a single I wrote to do with depression at Christmas, and I had the idea to get musicians together to release it, and then the event kind of came together after that within about a month. This entire thing had been organised and starting to take off. Asperger's myself, which is a form of high-functioning autism. I've struggled most of my life from a young age. About 5 years ago, it got so bad I could barely leave the house. I couldn't be having this conversation now, for example. It just got really bad. And at the time, actually, we applied to get help from the government services, CAMHS, and as usual, the help wasn't there. There were 2-year waiting lists. They said, unless you physically tried to commit suicide, we won't even consider trying to speak to you. And I just believe that's wrong. I believe someone needs help when they're at that crisis point. But luckily, I found music. I found that really helped me. It really helped me to get through it. I had an amazing mum who helped me through that. But I just feel bad for those people who don't maybe have such great support at home or don't find that coping.
Building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now.
It really I can hope affect anyone. They say it affects one in three people now, actually. And you just, you think yourself so low, you think yourself into such a state where you can't function. You really can't. You think yourself so low, you think the worst of yourself, and it really is a horrible thing because you just can't function in day-to-day life because it's just like dragging that weight behind you of all those dark thoughts. And that's why I believe that particularly in young people it really needs to be looked at and talked about more and helped more than it currently is. My own experiences were definitely an eye-opener for me, though. I was at a place where I just knew I would never want anyone else to go through what I went through. And in fact, in a way, I'm lucky because I have come out the other side. I am now organising this event. I'm now a regular gigging musician and loving life at the moment. But I just feel bad for maybe those people who don't come out the other side. And I believe that's because at the moment they don't have access to the right help that they need.
I am not alive, so rumours continue to thrive. Yet don't you know, Kenneth Store took my life.
I actually met the CEO of Dorset Mind at a local gig I was doing. I did a small speech about my mental health and what effect that had on me, and she said she was really inspired and really wanted to get me on board. And as soon as I heard what they were doing, I thought they're a brilliant charity. And myself and Chris Price, the CEO of Dorset Mind, have kind of since then worked together to come up with this project of the youth services and to get them underway. So, but yeah, I'm really glad I'm working with Dorset Mind. I think they're doing absolutely
incredible. Without you to hold this Christmas.
The house, I was in and out of schools at the time. I really just couldn't cope, and you would just think I'm a different person to what I am now. And the mental health doesn't go away. I still struggle with the Asperger's, with the social interaction difficulties which come with that, but like I said, I found my coping mechanism to be music, and through that I found a way to express myself and really get involved in a local community of musicians. But it is amazing to look back and think of that boy who was too shy to really do anything, was too dark. I ended up in hospital a couple of times from attempting suicide because things just got that low. But I'm so glad I am where I am now, and I'm in a position where I really want to help others. I've always said I want to strive for a world where mental health is just talked about like any other health issue. If someone had an issue with their leg or their arm or their knee, they wouldn't doubt to talk to someone about it. They wouldn't doubt to go to hospital to seek the treatment, and the hospital wouldn't doubt to give them the treatment that they needed. And for me, mental health is another issue which people are afraid to speak about. People aren't getting the help they need, and it just needs to be treated like any other health issue, because it's got normally the same amount of importance, if not sometimes more. And I believe this work that Dorset Mind are doing at the moment, at the end of the day, will save lives.
Some of your time, help them survive this Christmas Day.